Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, a nice win for you out there at Lakeside on Tuesday. You didn't play Friday, so just the one game since we talked last. 62-29. You know, they kind of got off to an early start, 8-2, but you guys went on a 32-2 run after that and really had the game in control by halftime, leading 42-11 and pick up the big win. What were your thoughts there of the girls' performance there in Downs on Tuesday?
Yeah, I thought they played well. You know, they came out and hit a few shots early, but I knew once we kind of got settled and got our rhythm going and our flow going that we'd be fine, and I think we settled in pretty easily. I knew that we should be able to run the floor pretty well, and I thought we did a really good job at seeing each other down the floor, and I thought our passing last night was really good. Jenna passed really well. Aubrey passed really well. I was impressed. Aubrey impressed me both on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball. She got the assignment to guard Lauren Bremmett, who's athletic, and she can move quick. And Aubrey stuck with her, and she got to live out her dreams of being a guard. And she was out there at the three-point line giving her havoc, and then she was getting her hands on passes and running down the floor and get layups. So I was impressed with that. She did a really good job for us. And, you know, I had a couple girls that came off the bench who played well for us. I thought Kendra Gingler came off the bench, and she had some really good rebounds, some good passes. Christiana Niewald came out, and she was like a little terror out there, passing the ball and getting her hands on balls and passes. And she, I think she ended the night with 7 points. And so I was impressed not only with my starters, who, you know, never failed to impress me, but we had some good minutes from the girls coming off the bench, which was nice. It's always good to get those girls' minutes and get some confidence and some playing time under their belt, because not only hopefully they play next year, but later on in the season, you know, you never know who is going to be on the floor and who we're going to need out there. And so it's always good to see them come out and play hard and play with confidence and have some success.
Osborne and Stockton coming up to end the week Thursday and Friday. It's a makeup game from Osborne, as you have them at home. You actually added a game with them, so you've seen them already once this year. You had a battle and beat them by 5 back on January 19th for Osborne Thursday, and then Stockton on Friday. What do you want to see and expect from these two matchups here coming up?
It's like the first one. It's going to be a dogfight where, you know, every possession is going to matter. So I'm hoping that we can come out, do the things that we know we need to do in order to be successful, play good, solid defense, make sure that we're in our rotations where we need to be, and then just take care of the ball on offense. And hopefully, if we can come out there and play aggressive and play with confidence like we have been, I'm hoping to come out of there with another win against a pretty good Osborne team. And then Stockton, you know, I haven't seen too much of them. They're new to our league, so I haven't played them before. So, you know, I'm excited to play them. It's always fun to play teams that you haven't played before, and with them being in our league, won't be the last time that we'll play them. So another home game over in Tipton. I think the smaller court might take away some of our advantage of running up and down the floor. I think we can get up and down the floor really well on those bigger courts, but I think it'll help us out in our half-court defense because we're just so athletic, and our arms, I call my girls trees because they just have arms that just go on for days. And so I think that'll play to our favor. So I'm excited to, you know, two league games right in a row, two big games, and hopefully we can continue with the success that we've been having and keep building on that.
Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays, here on the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, coach, and best of luck in these next two.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Dusty.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato. And back on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, Lance Bergman joining us now, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, just one game since we talked last. You had Lakeside 79-48 win there on Tuesday. As you go back to that one and have had a chance to kind of look at it, what stood out for you? Obviously had that big run there in the third quarter to create separation and get a 31-point win.
Well, Dusty, I mean, yeah, we had a nice run there in the third quarter. I thought we rebounded the ball really well. I did not think it was our best defensive performance, and I really felt like it was kind of a poor performance in our man-to-man. We're still losing our guys, not matching up correctly, losing them out of our press, getting into our man. Fortunately, we were able to, you know, make some baskets and shoot pretty well. So that kind of got us out of it. Our offense did well, but passed the ball decent. We got the ball inside, attacked pretty well, and hit some outside shots. But the man defense was a little bit disappointing. I mean, poor Lakeside was already down a starter, broke his ankle, McCoy kid, so that hurt him a lot. And then Remus hurting his shoulder, aggravating his shoulder. I mean, that just took a big threat off the floor for him. If they'd had all five guys, you know, the way we played defense, it would have probably been a lot tighter game. And, you know, I understand that. But offensively, you know, it was nice to put up 79 points, get a lot of guys in the scorebook. But, you know, I thought it was kind of a lackluster performance as far as a man-to-man defense and the things that I like to say that we're really good at and the things that we do well. But we did put in a little bit different pressure defense in the half court. Seemed to work for us pretty well, just kind of threw a Lakeside off a little. I don't think they were quite ready for it. We was able to get a couple traps and speed them up that way, get a couple steals that way, and that's really what helped us build the lead and pull away. But some of that was due to Lakeside missing two of their kids, but really it was just us finishing on the offensive end and getting the ball inside and getting easy shots. And then some of the other kids coming off the bench playing with some confidence and making those shots. But we're definitely going to have to clean up a lot defensively before we prepare for next game against Osgoode. I mean, we've already lost to them in triple overtime and didn't execute very well. And we're going to have to do a lot to improve on that. But it was a really nice win. I was happy about that.
Yeah, you mentioned Osborne and then Stockton coming up on Friday and Tipton there. Just over these next two, what do you want to see from the group?
Well, I mean, tomorrow, I mean, Osborne game, obviously. We played them once. I didn't feel like we executed very well. We had a couple chances, in my opinion, that, you know, we could have finished that game off, but we didn't, and that's a credit to Osborne. You know, they executed at the end of the game, got us to overtime, and then they were in foul trouble with Doak on the bench, and we didn't take advantage of it. We didn't finish around the basket. We didn't finish the shots. We didn't have much discipline and just let them do the things they needed to win the game, and we didn't. And Goheen did well inside, but, you know, Garmin got open and transitioned threes. He had a five-point swing on us, and we were up, I think, seven or something like that, and that really changed the whole game and let him back in it. We got to find him in transition. That's why I was so frustrated about the Lakeside game. You know, Dalton's hurt us the last 2 years, especially in Osborne, at not finding him in transition, and Johnny does his thing. I mean, he went for 30. Usually we do a pretty good job of holding down, you know, the other team's best scorers, but he really did whatever he kind of wanted to, hit some jump shots, hit a couple threes, but he kind of took over in the fourth quarter when they needed him, and in the overtime, you know, he hit some big shots, and we did not rebound at all. They had every offensive rebound, every loose ball in that final 3 minutes and then that overtime. So those are the things that I hope we fix. I hope we're ready. You know, it was nice to get in a game Tuesday before we played them so we could get some of those jitters out. You know, having that, even though it was a week off, it felt like a month again just because we've had so much time in between our games. So really excited to get this opportunity to turn around and play right away. You know, we need that, and I feel pretty good about, you know, our capability. It's just got to come out and execute and do things. Obviously, Osborne's going to make some adjustments, and they're a really good team. They already beat us once, so we would really like to get one back there. And then, you know, finish out the week with a pretty favorable matchup for us in Tipton against Stockton. You know, so we're going to really try to get the one on Thursday and then see where we're at. Friday, but it's going to take everything we got, and we got to execute much better.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John Stephen boys basketball team here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and good luck here in these next two here to end the week.
All right, thank you so much, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton locker room chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Scott Germark with us, coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach. You fall out at Mankato 48-34 on Friday, and then a home loss to St. John's Tipton 62-29 on Tuesday. Two games here in the league that you had setbacks in. You know, there were some positives that I did both of these games on the radio, obviously, so I saw some positives for you, but in the end, you do take two losses. What stood out the most here over the last two for your team?
Yeah, I really think, as you can see, that when we are able to take care of the ball and get into our offensive set, like, we can really be effective at it. And, like, if you go back to the Rock Hill game, I mean, you know, they got up, you know, on us really the tail of two halves. You know, first half, you know, we couldn't even buy a bucket, you know, like, we couldn't get our shots going. And I thought our defense was good enough to keep us there. And then the second half, you know, we get aggressive and we're able to get into our offense and create shots. And girls are stepping up, making shots, you know, having confidence. And then in the St. John's game, you know, as long as we can take care of the ball, get it across half court, because they do a good job of putting pressure on you, you know, we can take advantage of our height down low. And we were able to make some baskets there. I thought Riley Wyman did a good job, you know, having the addition of Caitlin Herskowitz, you know, who's been out for us, a freshman, you know, that was dealing with a concussion. And, you know, she's been doing great. And, you know, really just trying to take the pressure off of Lauren, because Lauren does so much for her, and we ask her. And, you know, it's nice to see when those other girls are able to step up with that confidence. And, I mean, we've really grown from the beginning of the season, and we'll keep after it, and the girls will just keep pushing ahead, and we'll do the best we can do, you know. And if our shots are falling that night that we normally hit in practice, I mean, we're tough to out, but, you know, we just need to get those shots to fall first.
It's obviously been a tough stretch as far as the win-loss record is concerned right now, but an opportunity for you coming up on Friday against Southern Cloud, who's 0-13. They're 0-8 in the league. You go to their place on Friday. What do you want to see from the group there, and what do you expect from Southern Cloud?
I expect a 2-3 zone, really. I just want to see us do our stuff, you know, do the stuff that we've been working on in practice, and, you know, work on our shot selection and getting our shots off, you know, not hesitating at all, you know, and really bear down and play defense and be aggressive and look to run, because I feel like at times we've been able to run. We just need to get our eyes up the floor and make sure that we're hitting the open spots on the floor. And I just expect the girls to go out there and compete and try to work on our confidence and be confident and be strong with the ball.
Scott Germark, coach of the Lakeside girls, here on our locker room chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time, and good luck at Glasgow coming up Friday.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get two free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable. On TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and two streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
I called the NextTech help desk and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to NextTech.
Real reviews from real customers. At NextTech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
Now, welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're Drew Dunsky, the coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. A 47-39 win out at Rock Hills Friday. Then you fall on Tuesday at home to St. John's Tipton, 79-48. You picked up the win against Rock Hills, another hard-fought game. Unfortunately, you did lose Caden McCoy to an injury there toward the end of the game for the season. But what were your thoughts of the way the kids performed there in Mankato Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be a tough game, and it was kind of going to be a grinded-out game, kind of like it was when we played them in the league tournament. We were just trying to focus on, getting the ball to the basket and finishing and knocking down free throws and trying to keep the McDill kid at bay as much as we could and limit what they could try to do inside. And overall, I thought we did a good job. We had up, we were up 10 or 12 multiple times, and they kind of crawled back in it and kept it close, but we did what we needed to do in the end. Losing Caden, losing him, it hurts our depth big time, and we lose a lot of energy out on the floor without Caden out there. I mean, that kid, we got a motor that goes about 1,000 miles an hour, and trying to replace that's tough. But it was good to get a win there, and then you go to the game Tuesday. We knew that was going to be a battle, too, and trying to figure out who's going to fill Caden's spot. I thought we played well, going into halftime. We're only down 12. And then third quarter, I think we were down 7 at one point and had the possession. And then it went from us being down 7 to down 30, and it felt like a minute where the wheels just came off for us. And it seemed like St. John's did not miss, and I'm not sure how long we went without making a shot. So kind of a tale of two different games there, but it was kind of rough.
So you fall there to St. John's Tipton, but you do go 1-1 in the stretch, as we mentioned. You'll move on with Southern Cloud going to Glasgow on Friday. They're 5-8, 2-6 in the league right now. Looking at Southern Cloud, I know Roger doesn't have the team that he had hoped to have this year there at Southern Cloud, and I know they've kind of been dealing with some sickness here lately. That was definitely the case when they played Osmond when I saw them in person. But what do you think about Southern Cloud and the effort that you expect from them coming up Friday?
I mean, it's going to be they're going to come out and play hard. It's always a tough environment to play when you go to Glasgow. But we've got to focus on the things that we do well. I mean, we've got to try to get the ball inside to Reese and see if we can get scores inside and drive the lane with our guards. And defensively, we need to focus on defensive rebounding, because the last couple games, even with the win against Mankato, it's been bad where guys are getting 3, 4, 5 opportunities at a time because we're not boxing out. So we need to fix those things, and hopefully we can do that and come out with a win on Friday.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in our locker room chat. Coach, again, thanks for the time this week. Good luck at Glasgow Friday.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside locker room chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and the Brush Group in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake, and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
And back on the locker room chats, Rock Hills Grizzly locker room chats. Nick Meisner, the coach of the girls basketball team, joining us now. Coach, another 2 wins since we talked last. You beat Lakeside there on Friday, 48-34. Go to Natoma on Tuesday, 52-16. Obviously, that's a team that's kind of been struggling this year. But going back to that Lakeside game first here, what were your thoughts of the way the girls played there? Lakeside tried to fight back in the end, but you made 6 free throws there at the end to wrap it up and pick up a 14-point win.
Yeah, you know, playing a team a second time, especially the first time was in December, we came out on top and kind of opened up in the second half and kind of cruised to a victory. We knew they'd come out and give us their best shot, but to my surprise, we kind of jumped on them early. It was kind of opposite, and then they clawed back in. So, we got a great start and kind of started out fast and tried to shut Brummett down and kind of keep her under wraps, but their other players stepped up. Roostrom, I think, scored 8 or 10, and Miller had 11 or so. And so they found some scoring for some other players that helped them out. But, we had to keep the throttle down in the second half, and we just kind of turnovers, and they ramped up their defense and, to their credit, fought back. And, I think we were up by 20 or 21 at one point there in the third quarter early on, but
next thing you know, it's an 8-point game, and I think they had the ball and could have had a chance to cut it to 5 or 6 at one point there, early in the fourth or midway through the fourth, and finally, you know, like I said, got to the line and got around the basket a little bit for some easier shots for us, because we took some bad shots there in the fourth quarter when we were trying to kind of shrink the game down and put it away. But, you know, Lakeside fought hard. They've got a lot of talent, a lot of youth like us, so they're going to be up and down. But we knew it was going to be a battle. It didn't start out that way, but it ended up being one, and sure made it interesting for you, I'm sure. So always good to kind of walk away with a win there, especially playing a team twice.
Give me some quick thoughts on the Natoma win then on Tuesday.
Yeah, a big road trip there. Natoma was well coached. You know, yeah, they're down on numbers. I think it might have been the first time where our team had more players out than they did. So you feel for them that way, because you're just constantly walking on eggshells, foul trouble and injuries and all that. So kind of a mirror image of each other as far as our benches go. And, you know, we kind of started off slow. They started up 7-4, hit a tray and a couple 15-footers that, you know, we didn't really get out and contest that well in our zone. And once we kind of woke up there in the second half, you know, we pressured up a little bit on the perimeter and got some run outs, fast breaks, and kind of opened it up that way. It was a good confidence booster for us and the whole team and got everybody in. And it's just tough playing at Natoma. You know, like I said, a big road trip and stretching the legs and getting out there and going is always a struggle, it seems like, but always nice to get a win there.
Your regularly scheduled game against Lincoln coming up on Friday. You did already play them once, as that was kind of a replacement game there that you added for the losing the NPL tournament, and you beat them by 10 the first time around at home. When you go to Lincoln Friday, what do you expect to see in the second game?
Once again, you know, you start seeing these teams twice, it always gets tougher the second time, and they adjust and try to shut you down offensively, maybe a little bit differently than they did the first time. And I expect that. I expect to see some different stuff from them and to confuse our girls a little bit offensively. And we'll have to work on that. But, you know, they're athletic. They're deep. They're fast. They struggle to score at times like we do. So, it was a battle the first time. It was a 10-point win. We kind of pulled away late. And, you know, we're going down to their place this time, and I see a different game coming. So we're going to have to be focused, ready, mentally prepared more than anything, you know. And it's a big, big game for us. We need it for sub-state seedings and keep on rolling, you know, as far as wins go, and if we can kind of handle their pressure and play our style and finish shots, I think we have a shot. But it's definitely be a good game.
Nick Meisner, coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team here in Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and good luck at Lincoln coming up on Friday.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Don't miss the great sandwich out the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have 80% lean ground beef sold in 10-pound tubes for $2.99 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the great deals now the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have avocados, 5 for $5. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Zach Duffy with us now, the coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Lost to Lakeside at home on Friday, 47-39, but we went out to Natoma and won 85-28 on Tuesday. So kind of Jekyll and Hyde here for these last two. But take me through them. What stood out the most in a win and a loss here over the last week?
Yeah, starting this Friday here, Lakeside at home. I was really proud of the way that the boys battled. We were one of the things we talked about before the game was, we're shorthanded. We had our starting center was out and our starting two guard was out, and then a sixth man was out. But I just told the boys that we weren't going to make any excuses and nobody was going to feel sorry for us. And I think they really took it on the, you know, to heart. And they came out and played really, really hard. And, you know, some of the original game plans that we kind of had in of what we kind of wanted to mix in defensively, we just couldn't do based on personnel. But I thought they battled really hard. We had it to a one-point game there going into the fourth quarter. And I thought we just played a little bit tentative coming in the fourth quarter. We, you know, we played not to lose instead of going out to take it and playing to win. And credit to Lakeside, they went on 15-8 run there in the fourth quarter and got the better of us there. But like I said, I was really proud of the way the boys battled. And, you know, coming out of that game, it was kind of the same song and dance for us as far as what's kind of been our Achilles heel all year is the turnovers and the offensive boards. And, you know, when you give up a lot of offensive boards and a lot of second chance opportunities, it makes it tough for you trying to come back and battle there late in the game. But overall, there was a lot of good things that came out of it. We got some young guys, some experience, and I was really proud of how they battled.
And bouncing
and then,
back. Yep.
And then Tuesday, we had Natoma. That's a community that's kind of going through a lot right now, and I thought their boys battled really hard. It was good to see them get out there. You know, they didn't have that game Friday versus Osborne, and I was a little concerned how we would show up coming off the long bus ride, but we did a nice job and competed really well and came out with our hair on fire, and that really helped us get out, get a good lead so we could rotate a lot of guys through and get a lot of guys' experience. I think everybody got in the stat book, so that was good to see.
Again, you pick up the win there Tuesday. You move on with Lincoln coming up Friday. You go down to their place. You played them already once this year. They were kind of a fill-in there for missing the league tournament. You lost by six the first time around, 45-39. It's a team that has a lot of size, definitely athleticism as well. What are your thoughts on the second matchup on Friday?
Yeah, just started kind of making some game plans and rewatching some film and looked at the stat sheet from last time. We had 20 turnovers and gave up 19 offensive boards, which resulted in 21 points for them, and we lost by six. If we can, you know, take better care of the ball and get better shots and be a little more deliberate on the offensive end and then really work to keep them off the glass, which is tough because, like you said, they're athletic and they're big, then I think we're going to be right where we need to be. So game plan over the next 2 days at practice is really hammer home rebounding and being deliberate on the offensive end, but it'll be a good test regardless, and we're looking forward to it.
Zach Duffy, coach of the Rocky Hills boys basketball team here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us. Good luck down at Lincoln on Friday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Fans can catch the games on Katy Country 94. A pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 for the girls Friday evening. Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cure Surfway in Mankato and Boner Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
You'll find great savings out the Tuesday at Cure Surfway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have whole pork butt, bone-in, sold in cryovac bags, $1.69 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Surfway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings out the Tuesday at Cure Surfway, downtown Mankato. They have chicken wings, frozen value packs for $2.79 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Surfway, downtown Mankato.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. And we invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.